Want to know where you can find everything that you need for spring and feel good about getting it? At Ross. You'll find huge deals on the latest spring trends, because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you're definitely finding your next favorite outfit and more. You don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. We're talking about saving on your favorite brands for the whole family. Host a family outside with great deals on melamine dishes, pitchers, and more. And Ross is a great place to shop, supporting communities by raising $4.1 million with customers for Boys and Girls Clubs of America's after school program. So what are you waiting for? Say yes or less at Ross.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
To whoever this may impact, sometimes our lives have to be completely shaken up, changed, and rearranged to relocate us where we're really meant to be. Sometimes change feels like loss, transformation is scary, and sometimes to discover the best versions of ourselves, we must let go of absolutely everything that's holding us down. Welcome to I Missed Me, your new safe space. I'm excited to form a part of your healing journey. From curated Instagram feeds to the endless motivational quote, it feels like happiness has become the ultimate measure of success. But what happens when that pressure to stay positive becomes overwhelming? What happens when it silences our real emotions and slows our healing? Let's start with social media. Social media feeds us this polished version of life where even setbacks are presented as growth opportunities. Wrapped in neat inspirational quotes, it makes us feel like we're failing if we're not constantly radiating joy. Toxic positivity is when the pressure to stay positive dismisses or invalidates real feelings. And it sounds like this: don't be sad, just focus on the good. Other people have it worse. Everything happens for a reason. And even though these phrases might come from a good place, they make us feel isolated and ashamed of our emotions. When we suppress sadness, anger, or frustration, we're not dealing with them. We're just bottling them up. And eventually, that bottle explodes. Psychologists have shown that suppressing emotions can actually worsen our mental health, increasing stress and anxiety. So while positivity has its benefits, it is not always the solution. So, how do we push back against this pressure and allow ourselves to feel our full range of emotion? 1, recognize your emotions without judgment. When you feel sad, angry, or anxious, acknowledge it. Tell yourself, this is what I'm feeling, and that's okay. Emotions are messages. They're trying to tell you something important. Curate your social media feed. If someone's posts make you feel pressured, mute or unfollow them. And instead, follow accounts that celebrate authenticity and emotional honesty. Find safe spaces to share, whether it's a trusted friend, a therapist, or a journal. Find a way to express your feelings without fear of judgment. Let yourself be seen and heard, even when you're not at your best. Healing isn't about forcing yourself to be happy, but it is about making space for all of your emotions. It is about learning to sit with discomfort and trust that it won't last forever. True healing often begins when we stop fighting our emotions and start listening to them. Ask yourself, what is this sadness trying to tell me? What is this anger showing me? And by honoring these emotions, you're not being negative, you're being human. And remember, you don't owe anyone your happiness. Not your followers, not your friends, not even yourself. Our brains are wired to compare. This is known as the social comparison theory. And it is part of how we understand our place in the world. But social media has hacked the system. And instead of comparing ourselves to someone we know like a friend, someone whose life we know in its fully messy reality, we're comparing ourselves to a filtered, curated version of someone's life. That dopamine hit you get when you scroll through likes or see a stunning vacation photo, even though it's addicting, it is also very misleading. Frequent social media use can lead to higher rates of depression and anxiety, partly because we're constantly measuring ourselves against an attainable standard, which ends up leading to a bigger problem: the constant pressure to appear happy online. Have you ever noticed how we don't post about our bad days, or failures, or our heartbreaks, social media rewards positivity. And so we feel compelled to hide anything that doesn't fit the perfect life narrative. Pretending to be happy all the time doesn't make you happier. It in fact does the opposite. When you suppress your emotions to present a positive front, your brain registers that suppression as stress. And over time, this can wear down your mental and physical health. When you experience an emotion, your brain's amygdala, the center for emotional processing, sends signals to the prefrontal cortex, which helps you understand and regulate those feelings. Acknowledging your emotions activates this natural process, helping you move through them. When you suppress your feelings, the amygdala doesn't shut up, but instead, it continues to send distress signals. This can lead to heightened stress, disrupted sleep, and difficulty concentrating. Over time, it can even weaken your immune system. Allowing yourself to feel your emotions isn't just fun. It is neurologically necessary for your well-being. So, how do we push back against the toxic positivity and unrealistic comparison that social media feeds us? Understand the highlight reel. Remember that what you see online is a fraction of someone's life. No one's life is as perfect as their Instagram feed. Limit social media time. Take breaks or use apps that help you monitor your screen time. A short break from social media can significantly improve your mental health. Engage authentically. Instead of scrolling passively, seek out meaningful interactions. Comment on posts with genuine interest. Or better yet, connect with people offline. Cultivate gratitude for your real life. And shift your focus from what you lack to what you have. Gratitude isn't about pretending everything is perfect, but it is about appreciating the small, authentic moments in your life. You don't have to achieve the happiness you see online. That kind of happiness, endless, effortless joy, is a fantasy. It is not real. Real happiness is messy. It comes and it goes. And it coexists with sadness, anger, and frustration. Healing and growth don't happen in the spotlight. They happen in quiet, unglamorous moments. Crying when you need to, journaling late at night, we're sitting with a friend who lets you feel what you're feeling without trying to fix it. When we stop chasing the illusion of happiness and start embracing our full range of emotions, we free ourselves. We stop living for likes and start living for ourselves. Your happiness doesn't need to look like anyone else's. You don't know the world a smile if you're not feeling it. And when you scroll through social media, remember, it is okay to step away, to unfollow, to block, and to take a break. True well-being comes from accepting yourself as you are, emotions and all. And it is about showing up authentically, not for the algorithm, but for you. With love, Mafe. Besties, if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share with anyone that might need to listen. Don't forget that we have a membership, where as soon as you sign up, you will receive an I Missed Me hoodie. Plus, you have access to an exclusive episode every single month, printable activities, meditations, monthly challenges, PDF guides, and behind-the-scenes content. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media, I Missed Me Podcast, on Instagram and TikTok, and subscribe to I Missed Me's YouTube channel, I Missed Me Podcast. I will see you guys on our next episode.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.